Right, that's the sound of Graham Russell on his set of drums. One of many, in fact, here at his showroom on off Newgate Lane, Graham Russell. I'm interested to know, what about you? Are you a drummer yourself? Is that your profession?
I am a drummer. I've been drumming since I was 13. But my profession now is running this place, so I don't play drums for a living. I have played all over the world. I've been playing continually since I was 13. It's not something that I could ever stop doing, but running this shop takes up most of my time, so I'm currently not in any bands. I do all my playing in here, demonstrating.
It's quite a sizable shop, isn't it? It's an industrial unit just off Newgate Lane, in fact.
It is. It's about 5,500 square feet. I actually think it's the biggest dedicated drum shop in Britain. There's fewer and fewer drum shops around these days, and often they're incorporated into music shops that sell other instruments. So there are a few specialist drum shops, but I think we are the largest in terms of square footage. So we've got a lot of display space.
Now, this set of drums, I know very little about drums, in fact, except they make a lot of noise. But I love it. Can you just tell me what the individual drums are?
Certainly, yeah. Obviously, you start with the bass drum, which is the big one on the floor, which has a pedal. Played with your foot, that's the bass drum. You then move up to the snare drum.
Why do they call it a snare drum? I don't see there's not a single rabbit in sight.
There's no rabbits, but underneath, snare wires. That's a snare, and that's attached to the bottom head, a very thin skin with a wire, so when you hit the drum you get this rattly, snarey sound. Now you can turn that off. That's the drum without the wires on. That's the drum with the wires on. And that's what you hear in a lot of marching bands, is the it's a snare. That's the main drum for the backbeat. So bass drum and snare, accompanied by the hi-hat. The hi-hat is a pair of cymbals on a stand which open and close. You can play them with your foot, and you also play them with your hand. So to get a basic beat for a song, you play the bass drum, snare drum, and the hi-hat like so. So that's basically what you need to play along to a song. All the other bits are extras. But most songs you could play just with those three instruments.
I guess that's where most drummers start, with just the basic three, is it?
Most drummers start with the full kit, but to be honest, the bass drum, snare and hi-hat are the most important part. If you're going to start drumming, those are the three bits you need. The tom-toms and the crash cymbals you will use, but less so. You know, you could sit in with a band, and just with those three items, you could play most songs.
Indeed, when I used to play double bass in Zambia many years ago, I was friends with the drummer.
Right.
And when I lost my way on the bass, he used to bang a bit harder to cover my...
It's always good to have a good relationship with the bass player in the band. Bass players and drummers need to stick together, because they are the rhythm section, so it's good to have somebody that's on your side, shall we say.
That was many years ago. Now, okay, so you start with this, but then eventually you get to the Phil Collins or the Don Henley level of drums.
You do, indeed. And then you start expanding your drum kit. You obviously add tom-toms. On this kit, we've only got two, so we've just got a high tom and a low tom. But you can have as many tom-toms as you like, so you could have 5, 6, 7, 8 toms. And on top of that, you start adding in more cymbals. You have crash cymbals. You have a ride cymbal, and you can have extra effect cymbals. We've got a couple of bells on here, and another cymbal here. But there's no end to the amount of sounds. Upstairs we've got about 300 to 400 cymbals, and they all sound different. So you can keep adding and keep adding till you have the biggest drum kit in the world. So, yes, there's no limit to how many drums or how many cymbals you can have on your kit.
Were you famous at one point?
No, never been famous. No, I've played with a few bands. I've toured Europe and I've been to America a few times. Played some nice festivals, but never with bands that were household names. Always slightly under the radar or up-and-coming bands, but had tremendous experiences in my 20s. Yeah, went to many countries and had a great time.
He said modestly.
That's the truth. Yeah, there's plenty of better drummers than me.
Oh, come on. So this set of drums here that we're sitting in front of, what typically would be the cost of one of these sets?
This set here, with everything, obviously you've got three main components. You've got the drums, you've got the cymbals, then you've got all the hardware, all the stands and pedals, and even those bits can be very expensive. This drum kit here, I would estimate, it's probably around £2,000.
Wow, so that's a little bit rich for someone who's just starting out.
It is. We have much cheaper kits as well. We have kits from around £150 upwards. So £150 will get you going, but it will be fairly basic. But it's the cymbals are very expensive. This pair of cymbals here, new, would be about £300 just for those two cymbals.
Wow.
This cymbal there would probably be, again, £300. But these are top-of-the-range professional cymbals. People are always shocked at the price of cymbals because they are very, very expensive. You can obviously buy cheaper ones, but the more you pay, generally, the better they sound.
Yes, I've heard of Zildjian.
Zildjian are the biggest brand in the world, and that's what these are. These are the most famous cymbal manufacturer.
It's a Turkish name, isn't
it? It's a Turkish name, which they then moved to America, and they're an American company formed by Mr. Zildjian, who's now passed away, but it's run by his son. In fact, there was two sons. I can't remember their names, but one of them left and formed a rival cymbal company, which is called Sabian. And SAB, I believe, are the initials of his children. And so you've got Sabian in Canada and Zildjian in Massachusetts.
And they're mortal rivals, are they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. They're both very big in the world of cymbal making.
Drumsticks at 10 paces, right?
Indeed, yes.
Business is good, is it?
It's very good, yes. It's amazing because we've only been in these premises for 18 months. And it was a big step. We actually used to work from home selling drums.
They must have loved you, the neighbours.
We were in the middle of the country, so we didn't have too many neighbours, which is good. But we were quite limited on space, and obviously this place is fairly huge. But moving here was a huge gamble and undertaking, but we're really thrilled we've done it. We have customers coming from all over. I mean, literally, I had customers come down from Crewe, North Wales, Cornwall. People drive 4 or 5 hours to come and visit us, which is amazing.
Well, you did say that you're one of the few large drum showrooms.
We are, but there are drum shops a lot closer to Crewe than us, but people choose to come to us. We specialise in second-hand. We have a very big range. We do a lot of trade-ins and part exes. Most drummers have a lot of gear they've no longer use, so it's always good if you can offer them a part exchange, because most drummers haven't got a lot of money either, and they always want good quality gear. So if you can give them some money for their old gear, it just makes life a lot easier. But yeah, we've had people drive huge distances to come and see us, which is great. I think because we do second-hand items predominantly, as we do have new items, but the second-hand kits are one-offs. If you want that drum kit, no one else has probably got it in a shop, because it's very specific. So, and if they have got it in a shop, it'll be more expensive because it'll be brand new. So I think we win on price, and hopefully we win on service as well.
So the business is looking good for the future.
It's looking very good, yes.
Graham Russell, thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're welcome.